Hello, this is Rohit Kapoor. I'm the CEO for OYO for India and South Asia.
And hello, this is Mridu Bhandari, Editor Special Projects at Network 18. And welcome to our special podcast and webcast series, where we are talking to various newsmakers about life and business in the times of dealing with a global pandemic. And today I'm going to be talking to Rohit about the hospitality sector, one of the worst hit sectors as we deal with the economic fallout of the whole COVID-19 outbreak across the world. Rohit, thank you very much for taking our time and being with us here today. First up, how bad is the road ahead looking for the hospitality sector? It's not been an easy couple of months. What are you projecting for the months to come?
I think globally, we're seeing fairly pessimistic projections come for the hospitality sector. So for example, the reports that we are seeing for other countries through other research houses, as well as for India. It all depends on how the next 2-3 weeks or 4 weeks pan out in the Indian context, what gets opened up, at what pace, what time. And rightly so, I think right now the priority that the government has is to make sure that the outbreak is contained as much as possible. Beyond that, we'll have greater visibility into what exactly is going to happen in the hospitality sector. I'm pessimistic in the short run, but I am optimistic in the medium to long term about the sector. But the short term pain is too much, and especially for the smaller players, right? And that's something that the government as well needs to watch out for.
Right. And at OYO, how badly have things been hit? Is the whole payment cycle to vendor partners being disrupted, especially as far as small businesses are concerned? And what are the checks and balances that you're putting in place to deal with this whole thing?
There's some degree of confusion on that, and it's helpful to clarify. So we have vendors who supply us services or products, and we have hotel partners, and they're two separate entities in our scheme of things, the way we deal with them. The vendor payment cycles, we are prioritizing the smaller vendors, right? And obviously, look, the revenues are hit for everyone, and we are not the only ones trying to make sure that the working capital is well managed. So the priority is for the smaller vendors, and with our larger partners, we have been through thick and thin with them, right? It's a process of dialogue, of saying, here's the present situation, we can provide you with greater visibility over time. But I think being honest to partners also is important, to say that there is a problem in terms of working capital, cash flow cycles right now with revenues being hit. And here's a heads up on how we are planning to deal with this. On the hotel partner side, 95% of our partners, weekly reconciliation continues because it's very important for them. The force majeure, which has been quoted in some places, has been issued to a very small section of hotel partners, where we had minimum guarantees or lease payments.
At OYO, what sort of operational changes have you put in place to ensure that business continuity continues through this difficult time?
I must say, I am absolutely pleasantly surprised by how well our workforce has adapted to the change. So we actually decided to do a full work from home as early as March 18th, as the signs were developing that this is panning out into a bigger issue countrywide, even before the lockdown started. And everybody has developed their own business continuity plans. People are working from their homes, but for example, Zoom and Slack usage has just gone through the roof. Most importantly, I think everybody is still at it. So for example, people are doing meetings with their clients, people are constantly in touch with hotel partners, with other kinds of partners, internal reviews are happening. So while it is new, I personally feel that the cadence has settled in very fast and very quickly for the team, maybe also because we are a relatively young workforce. So that's one part of it. The second part has been really gearing up the organization to deal with our customers and to help society during these times, because that has been my focus area for the last almost 2 to 3 weeks, on how can we keep operations going in places we need to keep them going.
In this whole war on COVID-19, what is the role that OYO is playing? I know that your leadership has decided to forgo salary for the rest of the year. A lot of you are taking pay cuts. What else is happening? You're setting up OYO as quarantine facilities in a number of areas. You're partnering with hospitals. what's the sort of reach and what's the sort of impact that you're hoping to create in terms of helping society through this pandemic?
Three or four distinct areas. First, we have a very large network, right? So we have gone out and reached out to, we had a partnership with Apollo through the Apollo Stays program, where SBI and HUL are also partners. Then we have reached out to multiple state governments, hospitals to create different kinds of isolation facilities. And there are at least 25-30 conversations which are on at this point in time. Some have already been signed and sealed. So that's one thing. The second is we actually reached out to 15 plus embassies, or in some cases they reached out to us, where a lot of the foreign guests were stranded in different parts of the country as the flights and the trains stopped. So making sure that they find a place to stay. So that's the second bit. Third is we have set up a war room where anybody who's reaching out saying we need X kind of help. So for example, a factory needs to run, right? And they want their workers to stay close to the factory. We are figuring out those solutions for them. A lot of cases, you would have read reports of students being asked to leave PGs, right? And we stepped in and said that wherever that is happening, we will make sure that our OYO Life business takes them in and provides accommodation. Beyond this, we have pledged 25 million rupees to the PM Care Fund and also set up an internal COVID fund.
The industry bodies like CII are asking for various relief measures from the government as far as the hospitality sector is concerned. So what's your wish list like? What would you like once the whole, the pandemic is contained to a certain extent and healthcare is not the top priority and business takes over? What sort of relief measures would you expect? What's on the sector's wish list?
I think there are a few things which are must and immediately needed. One is moratorium on working capital principal, interest payments on loans and overdrafts for business continuity. Second is, if possible, deferment of GST and advance tax payments at a central government level and removal of fees for any upcoming licenses, permits, etc. Heat, light, power is a big cost here. So any relief on heat, light, power is important. Short-term interest-free or low-interest-bearing loans for rebuilding the business for the small players, and immediate transmission of this to the industry, because one thing is announcing this, second thing is making sure that they actually reach the most affected people so that businesses can come up and run, right? The worst thing will be that hotels or small hotels are not able to come back on their feet, because that means loss of revenue, loss of reach, loss of employment, everything.
Right. And finally, what has staying at home for this extended period of time taught you about yourself, about running business from home? Give us a few lessons on how a CEO is running business remotely with thousands of employees working from home.
A couple of things have happened. One is my appreciation for how tough it is to run a home has gone up significantly. Right? That's true. Right? Second is a degree of realization that we only need very little to survive in the world. That's something which is here and now. But in terms of work, for me personally, productivity has gone up because travel has come down. There is only important meetings happen. So the way I deal with this, there's a bunch of team reviews and town halls that we do on a regular basis because people need to hear continuously from us. So almost every second day, I have one large function I'm in touch with on Zoom, right? Secondly, lots of one-on-one conversation with my leaders. And earlier there was scheduling required. Today I wake up, I start calling. In the afternoon, you call people. So I'm feeling it this way that probably my connect with my immediate team, albeit virtually, has gone up even more than it was before.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rohit, for joining us today and sharing those valuable insights with us. And here's hoping that all of us come out safe and healthy on the other side of this pandemic, including the economy. And that's a wrap on this special conversation on Money Control. I'll be back next time with another newsmaker talking about life and business in the times of battling COVID-19. Thank you so much for joining us today. Goodbye.